Hello, beautiful people. Today we are talking about friendship breakups. Could there be a sadder thing? For starters, I want to preface by saying this isn't an episode really talking about how to break up with a friend or move beyond a friendship. It's more just talking about, frankly, how difficult friendship breakups can be, period. And how long it can take to mourn a friendship, how sometimes friendship breakups feel more difficult than actual relationship breakups. Though a friendship is a relationship in and of itself. Over the last year or so, I'd say I've gone through a couple pretty big friendship breakups. And the interesting thing about it is that sometimes they don't revolve around some big conversation that you have with someone where you're like, hey, I don't want to be your friend anymore because you're a B word or whatever. Oftentimes, it's like a slow separation of two people, numerous instances coming up, and issues occurring until one person or the other kind of decides to draw that boundary. And honestly, even having certain conflicts within friendships can hurt so much because those conflicts can make you realize that either A, you didn't have the friendship that you thought you did with this person, or B, realizing that because of what they did, you can no longer have the friendship that you wanted with them. So, mourning that process, what to do, how to deal, let's get into it all. Let's start by just talking about friendships in general and how crucial they are to our lives. I feel like the way that I view friendships, especially female friendships, is to me, they hold a level of importance that is above almost anything else in my life, because throughout my most difficult periods of time, there was nothing that could uplift me or help me push through quite like my besties, you know? Even family or partners or boyfriends or girlfriends, unfortunately, even they can't always uplift you in the same way that a friendship can. And I think part of that is because I really love the saying, friends are the family you choose. I feel like that's so true. We can't always choose our family, and sometimes we don't always luck out in the family department. And if you have a difficult relationship with your family, I hope you don't always see that as a reflection of yourself, unless there are things that you want to work on. But I hope you don't necessarily see it as a reflection of yourself, because family is like RNG. You roll a dice and you're born with certain parents, certain cousins, certain siblings. They are not in your control, right? And your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your whoever. Even a romantic relationship is so different from a friendship. And not to compare, but in some ways, I think beneath a really good friendship. And that's because romantic relationships revolve so much around a romantic dynamic. And so sometimes who we are in a relationship, although it's still us in a way, we also kind of play a role, because it's like there's two people, there's typically a sort of dynamic, you need to treat them a certain way, they treat you a certain way. And especially depending on how far into a relationship you are, they might not know you as well as someone who's been and chosen to be your best friend and who you have chosen to be your best friend for years and years and years. Someone who has seen you at your worst and at your best, and who has seen you grow and develop, and who has grown and developed with you. Like, what could be more beautiful than that? Oftentimes, I see beautiful friendships and long-term friendships as like a tree with branches that are growing and intertwining around each other. Unfortunately, sometimes you start growing in opposite directions and that friendship is maybe no longer. But when you are growing in the same direction for years and years on end, like, it creates such a strong foundation. And I could just sit here and go on and on and on and on and on and on about it, to be honest. And I was thinking of doing an episode on pick me girls because I just find it so cringy when girls say things, negative things about female friendships. But at the end of the day, if you haven't had the joy and privilege to experience a really, really incredible female friend that is not in competition with you, that wants to see you thrive and succeed, that uplifts you when you're down, if you haven't gotten to experience that, then I feel sorry for you. Like, I almost try not to judge pick me girls because it just tells me you haven't had a good experience yet. But also, your mentality is keeping you from having an open mind and heart to having a really great and beautiful friendship with another girl. That's a story for another day. But ultimately, I'm telling you, when you're down in the fucking dumps, I have had partners, boyfriends, dumb ones, who are legit like, I can't handle the bad things you're going through. Like, it's really wearing on me. But a really good friend is never going to say that shit. They'll be like, do you want me to come over? They'll make a fucking joke out of it. They'll do whatever. I think there's almost like a worse pressure in a relationship to kind of act right or act a certain way or do whatever. In a friendship, you're both just being you to your truest form. And I think that is really incredible. Did you know people who are isolated face a 50% greater risk of premature death than those who have stronger social connections? We absolutely need friends and a strong support system in order to simply lead healthier lives and to live longer and to be okay in the head, okay? We need people to be able to see the good in us, first and foremost, and two, help carry us through the tough things. I actually think this is one of the reasons why statistically there has been shown to be so much benefit in being a part of a religion or religious group or going to church or whatever temple or prayer place you might want to frequent. And again, this is not me pushing religion. This is actually me pushing friendship. Because I think one of the reasons that those things have been shown to be beneficial to people is simply because it gives people a reason to get together and support each other and spend quality time together and just feel like you're a part of something. And oftentimes, you get that same sentiment with friendship. Let's move on to, you know, now having made it so clear how important and valuable friendships are in our lives. And I do want to quickly note that even though friendships are incredible and so important, don't devalue even surface level friendships. And don't be too stressed out if you haven't found your perfect best friend for life. I think there are different times in every individual's life where it might be easier to connect with people, whether on your end or whether because of where you live and the opportunities that you have or what have you. Don't feel, you know, pressure to have certain friendships. I would say really just make the best with whatever you've got, whether that's people in school that you kind of get along with, even if you don't feel like you're the closest you'll ever be or what have you. Friendships of convenience, which I tend to deem are like work friendships, school friendships, more perhaps friends that are there for a season. You know the saying, friend, you know, there's some friends who are there for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. The friends that are there for a season can still be incredible, valuable friends. And I think they are friends that we need for those seasons. So anyways, just wanted to say, I think sometimes people get down on themselves for maybe like lack of friendship or not feeling fulfilled socially or wanting more and more and more, try to view it as an opportunity to make the best of the relationships that you have now and the connections that you can make and to keep making better ones in the future. But moving on to the unfortunate, sometimes inevitable part of certain friendships, which is friendship heartbreak. I assume most of us have experienced some form of friendship heartbreak. Sometimes it's just drifting apart from someone and not talking again. Sometimes it's more intense, like having a full-blown conversation of, hey, I don't want to be friends anymore, which I actually think I've only had to do once. I think the other times it's been more so boundary setting. But regardless, I don't know if you guys agree, and I might pull you guys after this podcast episode airs, but I'm curious if you guys also feel like sometimes friendship breakups are actually harder than romantic breakups. And I've been really trying to think about why, and the things that I've come up with are, one, when you're in a romantic relationship, you can only have one partner. And so you choose them and they choose you for a moment in time. But if you, either of you, ever want to date someone else, you need to break up. Whereas in friendships, you can have as many friends as you want. So if you specifically need to end one friendship, or if someone specifically goes out of their way to end your friendship, it's almost like, whoa, me? Like, there must really be a problem. Whereas relationships, there are so many common reasons that people break up: incompatibility, distance, wanting to see other people, not being in the right phase of their life to have a relationship, what have you. There are so many reasons that are valid. To break up a friendship, you need to like really go out of your way to do it. And I think that's why sometimes it hurts more. And also because oftentimes our friendships have already lasted so much longer than relationships. Relationships, it's like a year, two, commonly, or super long term, and then you probably get married. But aside from that, relationships are kind of shorter. Friends, bro, you could have the same friend for 5 years, 6, 7, 8, 10 years. And so taking anything out of your life that's been there for that many years can feel like such a shock and can hurt so much. And so that's, I think, one of the reasons why it can just hurt so much more than a romantic relationship. But I'm curious what you guys think. It's also always felt kind of silly to me that in like social hierarchy, relationships are kind of ranked like, okay, your partner is number one. And then it's your family, you know, your blood relatives. And then friends are kind of seen as like the least important relationship dynamic. Sorry, my cat just came to sit basically on my mixer. So cute. I think that's bullshit. I think that's stupid. I think it's different, not just for every individual person and what they choose or how they choose to lead their lives, but I think it's also different for every individual in your life. Like, sure, there are some friends that are maybe not as important as my blood relatives, but there might be a friend or two that feel like a blood relative to me and therefore are just as important as my relatives. Curious if you guys feel the same way. But I think most people feel this way, especially if their familial relationships are not as good as they might want. Also, your romantic partner, to me, it's like they earn their spot. You know what I mean? Like, I will consider you more important than my best friend once you get to that point. I don't simply give you the title of boyfriend and 1 week in, you're more important than my best friend of 8 years. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. Are there times where you should prioritize your relationship over your friendship? Sure. Are there times where you should prioritize your friendship over your relationship? Also, yes. It's not a cut and dry answer to everything, in my opinion. As for my personal friendship breakups, there have been times where I've felt like I've found out things that a friend might have lied about or done, and then realized for my own mental well-being, I'm going to tell them I don't want to be friends anymore, because the alternative would be for me to almost sacrifice my feelings and just keep it pushing and pretend like everything's okay. Instead, I would much rather actually just say, hey, this happened. It really hurt me. I would prefer if we are both on the same page and don't really consider ourselves friends. I don't want any beef. I don't want to be on bad terms. I just don't want a friend level expectation from this dynamic, because I don't think I can authentically, honestly, genuinely uphold that. Nor do I want to if I'm really hurt. Also, something I've been learning recently, or trying to learn, is this idea of forgiving someone without re-engaging with them. For honestly, almost my whole life, the way that I've perceived forgiveness is that, okay, if I forgive you, that means I'm letting go of the past. I see you as someone who's genuinely sorry. I see the good in you, and I am looking forward to moving forward together. That's how I've always viewed forgiveness. Like, I'm really, really letting go of what happened, and I'm trusting in you. I'm trusting in you not to repeat this mistake. I'm trusting in you to consider me in the future. I'm trusting in you to have a proper friendship moving forwards. That's really not the fucking case a lot of the time, okay? Sometimes when someone fucks you over and they'll say, goo goo gaga, I'm sorry. I feel like what I'm saying is really not suiting how I'm dressed right now. But yeah, sometimes they'll say, I'm so sorry, please forgive me. And you'll think, oh my God, great, you realize you fucked up. I know you fucked up. Okay, let's be friends again, and then don't do it again. And they'll fucking do it again. Not only that, they'll do it twice, three more times, four more times. They're gonna keep doing it as long as you keep engaging with them. And sometimes two people just don't mesh. Sometimes you're like water and oil. And they have a way of viewing life, and you have a way of viewing life, or a way of even viewing friendships and handling friendships. For me, oh, I go hard in the motherfucking paint for my friends. Like, I do. I always will. I cannot have a half-ass friendship. I either am treating you 100p and I'm expecting 100p, or nothing. And I understand that's just how I am. So it is really hard for me to be friends. And I've had to kind of end certain friendships because we just don't view friendships the same way. And I keep giving more than I may be getting in return. So these are a lot of examples of reasons that in the past I've had to draw that boundary. Or again, back to my point about forgiving. In the past, it was like, oh, I'm forgiving and let's move on. Let's move on together. Heart emoji. No, broken heart emoji. Reality of the case is sometimes you need to forgive someone for your own well-being, okay? Step one, forgive them and be like, hey, I forgive you for not knowing better. I forgive you for being a shit friend and maybe not even realizing it. I forgive you, and I'm letting go of this anger and this care and this situation that occurred, because I don't want it on my mental. I don't want it on my heart. I don't want it at all. However, I'm not going to keep engaging with you in the same capacity that I was before. That would make me an idiot. And I have been an idiot in the past. I won't lie. But now I learn, and I'm going to be less of an idiot. Okay? Now I understand I can forgive someone and not have beef with them and not act like their friend. And when I say act, I mean not treat them like a friend in the way that I handle my friendships. Because as I said, for me, my friendships are 100p, 100 or nothing. Yeah, that's been a huge learning lesson for me over the last few months. Actually, not even few, like the last like 3 months, where I've been trying to wrap my head around this concept, you know? And I think I'm doing a pretty good job, actually. I'm learning that I can have no ill intent or sentiments towards someone else and still kind of keep them at arm's length. And beyond that, like other instances I've had, drawing that boundary of, hey, let's just not consider each other friends. We can be acquaintances and that's it, has helped me tremendously. Because then I don't expect shit from them and they don't need to expect shit from me. And if we see each other at a function and we don't say hello, whatever. And if we see each other at a function and we say hello, awesome. And actually, it has helped me mend the way that I view people when I just kill that expectation entirely. But again, you have to manage not rebuilding it. I've also, of course, seen a lot of friendship breakups or been in the middle of them. And it can especially be tough if that ever leads to, you know, people not being comfortable around each other. And then you're in a larger friend group. And what does that mean for the larger friend group? And I just want you to know, if you've ever experienced that, it is extremely common. I thought it might have just been an issue because I'm in a really big friend group, but I have friend groups outside of streaming and business and whatever. And I thought, though, you know, I thought the streaming business friend groups were like the most complicated ones, but in reality, it just happens to everyone. Every friend group I've ever been a part of or seen, I have seen friendship breakups. I have seen the way that it affects those groups. It's unfortunately a very natural part of life. You know, there are some breakups that come out of the blue because one big thing happens. There are some that are a long time coming, you know, toxicity or issues slowly building up. Sometimes friends break up and there's no real reason why. It's just the vibe. The vibe is off, so we're not friends anymore. And I do think there's a huge pride component around this. I've been in a lot of friend groups where I can tell two people the vibes are off. And because of pride and ego, neither of them wants to confront the other or say, hey, like, I feel like something's wrong. Do you want to talk about it? They'll be like, oh, she's giving me this energy. I'm gonna give it right back. And I'm sure that can work, but I feel like that it's like a wear and tear on your heart and your soul and your mental to not address things, to not figure things out, to not know what's going on. So for me, I'm always a fan of talk about things even in small ways and ultimately do things that are going to bring you peace of mind and peace in your heart, not necessarily things that are going to fuel your ego. Because I've been in that instance too. Someone's giving me energy. What's going to fuel my ego? I ignore them harder. You want to ignore me? I'll ignore you better. I'm going to win this ignore off. I'm going to have a fucking high score. Okay, and my ego's really big, but I'm very bothered and I don't know what's going on. And maybe my heart hurts a little. And so instead, what's going to bring me peace? Maybe talking to them. Maybe talking to someone else and figuring out what's going on. Maybe, actually, sometimes those aren't viable options. Sometimes what brings me peace is they ignore me and I go say hi. And I'm nice as fuck. And then I sleep well at night. And if they want to stay and have one-sided beef, have your one-sided beef. I couldn't care less. I'm sleeping at night for 8.5 full fucking hours. Hopefully, that's my hope. So I think we have to be very aware when we're making decisions like that, because I always think it is sometimes like easier and in the moment feels better to feed into that pride and ego. But long term, it's going to cause you a problem. Let's stay in that train of thought and just talk about generally like tangible choices that we can make when we might have friendship issues and might need a friendship breakup. For starters, if you ever feel like you need to apologize, if you ever feel like apologizing might alleviate you of any potential guilt or issues or anything keeping you up at night, just do it. An apology basically never hurt anyone, actually. I just thought of YouTuber apologies. Anyways, a private apology, I think, has never hurt anyone. So if you feel like that might be what you need, go and do it. go and do it. I have always been a fan of kind of writing out my thoughts and writing letters to people and, you know, rewriting it if I need to before sending it. Also, avoid doubting yourself too much. Oftentimes, especially with friendships, our gut is always right. If you feel like something's off, if you feel like something's going on, I would say at least 8 or 9 times out of 10, something is. And it's especially nice if you can talk to an unbiased friend about these things, maybe someone who knows you both, who cares about you both. And of course, this is not about gossiping. This is about like, hey, I feel this way. Do you think I should talk to them? What do you think I should do? I will sometimes do this if I feel like I am close to someone who's closer to someone else than me, and I don't know why that other person is maybe behaving a certain way. But you should always, always bring these things up and keep in mind, however you're talking, what if this other person sees it? When I talk about other people and other friends, it is always in the back of my mind. Okay, what if this friend screenshots it and sends it to them? I better be on my best behavior. And I know that's really not ideal, but that does happen a lot. I be screenshotting shit and sending it to my bestie all the time. So, you know, it's important to keep that in mind. But if you play your cards right, it can be a very, very smart move. Actually, letter writing. Sometimes you can write a letter and never even send it. I've done that. I've even burned it. Maybe you don't need to burn it. Maybe just throw it out, whatever. But get your feelings out, because sometimes the more we write, the more we actually can conclude something. Our brain sometimes just loops around the same thoughts and issues, but it is rarely ever concluding shit. Sometimes you really got to write it and then get to the end of the story and what should be done. And then you'll see how you feel about that conclusion. Oof. Another thing. Be careful about romanticizing friendships that are in reality really shitty. For me, I once had a really, really long-term friend that I had numerous issues with, and that because I cared so much about our friendship and the idea of our friendship, that I kept forgiving and forgiving and trying to make things work. It wasn't until I sat down like years later and told one of my friends about my entire history with this person. And not even from like a petty or mean perspective, from like a pretty objective perspective, like, hey, this is what happened. And my friend turns to me and goes, oh, that girl is not your friend. That I really realized, wait a second, she really has not been treating me like a friend all this time. Fascinating. Sometimes it really takes that additional perspective of someone else telling you, baby, this is not your friend. However this person is acting, that is not a friend. For you to really realize, they're not your friend. Just because you want someone to be your friend doesn't mean they're actually acting like your friend. Doesn't mean they're gonna be a good friend. And just because someone calls themselves your friend, your bestie, your whatever, does not mean they are acting as such. I'll just say that much. So get some perspective. Really think about the cold, hard facts of your relationship. Whether it's even worth all the drama, all the issues, all the heartache, all the what have you. And also, last but not least, it's okay to let go. Some relationships are not meant to last, and I personally find a lot of hope in the saying, if it's meant to be, it will be. A friendship, a relationship, a whatever, if we are meant to be connected, to be in touch, to be in each other's lives. Even if I take some distance now, maybe somehow we'll come back together and it should feel right. And the last part of today's episode just revolves around You're going to be okay. No matter what kind of breakup you're going through right now. There's a bit of a saying. Not me saying sayings like four times this episode, but I think we can find so much value and insight in them, or they can even just change our perspective a little bit. There's a saying that goes, if you're not losing friends, you're not growing up. And I think that this can be both true and not true. I do think sometimes we outgrow our friendships. If our friends aren't growing and evolving at the same rate or in the same direction that we are, and me personally, I want to be growing and evolving the rest of my life. So if a friend isn't doing that similarly, then at some point, you're going to feel a lot of distance. And that's going to feel bad. It's going to feel wrong. That doesn't mean it's wrong. As long as you're happy with yourself, how you behave yourself, and the direction that your life is headed. If you're so sure about those things, the people who love you and are in agreement and who want a similar thing for themselves, they're going to be alongside you walking down that path. And the people who are jealous or who are not okay or who don't want to see you succeed or don't want to see you head in maybe even a better direction than them, oh, they're going to be bitter. They're going to be angry. They're going to be mad at you. That friendship is not going to work out long term. And as hurtful as it is, sometimes it's for your own good. And I think it can be so hard, but have faith in change in your life, whatever that change might be. I think you just have to look almost a little bit more tunneled. Like, look tunneled. Is what I'm doing, the decisions that I'm making right now, am I super certain of them? If so, go forth with that change. I believe in you. And yeah, friendship breakups happen to everyone. Romantic breakups too. These breakups are so normal. And I think with time, we get better at handling them. We get better at recognizing when someone is not good in our lives. You know, our gut check gets a little bit stronger. All of these things, all of these tools kind of sharpen over time. And the best part of life is there is always room for a new friend. Always, always, always. Two things. I'm going to end on two things. One, there is always room for a new friend. And sometimes it excites me to just think like how many places there are around the world that I could be making whole new friend groups in. And this is why I love connecting with other content creators online, because I'm like, wow, I could someday visit your country and we could become friends. There is always, always space for more like-minded people, especially as you're changing your mind about things. It's just room for more opportunity. As there's always room for new friends, also consider how important it is to be a friend to yourself. Sometimes I think about this, like when I'm hurt by something that a friend of mine does, I will pretend to be another friend of mine. I'll be like, what would I tell my friend who's going through this, essentially? And I think it's important to kind of keep ourselves in check like that. Otherwise, I think it's really easy to push aside our feelings and sacrifice for others or for a friendship. But no, what would you tell a friend of yours who's going through the same thing and who was hurt in the same way? What standard would you want to hold for them? Hold that shit for yourself. I would rather have no friends and be a good friend to myself and feel good within myself than have a friend or two or 100 friends that don't treat me well. Because I know that's going to dampen my life. That's going to dampen my mood. That's going to suck me dry of energy. It's just, it really, really takes away from your life to have bad relationships and bad friendships. So do be weary, and taking good care of yourself also entails cutting things when you need to. I think that's all I wanted to say today. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed, it would mean the world if you supported the podcast. The best ways to do it and the freest ways to do it is just by hitting the follow button on Spotify or anywhere else that you're listening, or by rating us 5 stars, also wherever you're listening. It would mean a lot. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.